Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Steve.
How about this? All right. Steve and Kyle, monster truck. We'll just jack the Comanche up a couple more feet.
Oh, you want to make those? I thought we would just pay to have our stuff on an already
made. No. Okay. No, we got to build our own.
I feel like this is always your kind of thing, to just make sure you've got another dumb idea in the hopper.
Yeah.
And Kyle.
If anybody's near there, Minnesota, anybody listening, Iowa.
My wife lived in Iowa for a bit.
2 weeks in a row.
You want me to get her on the phone again?
You're unleashing. Because honestly, living in Iowa for a little bit explains a little bit more why she was so over the moon about flag spinning that we learned last week.
Now, here they are, two guys who are living in style, Steve and Kyle.
I think I might be out of, like, fresh info on my wife. She's an onion, though. Any layers?
Yeah, what would, at this point, you've been married for, we talked about this too, obviously, you've been married for a handful of years.
Close to six.
Went up on six. Would there be something, I mean, obviously, let's exclude the obvious, like, hey, meant to tell you, I have a kid, you know, from a previous, whatever. Outside, excluding those obvious.
Yeah.
What would it take at this point for you to eyes open up a little bit and you to go, oh, really? You know, would it be like, oh, hey, I forgot to tell you, you know, I had a fling with, you know, semi-famous celebrity or, you know, I rode a boat to England once. You know what I mean? Like, what level would it take for you? Do you feel confident in your relationship? Because you've been married for going on six.
But we've been together for nine and a half years.
What level would it take for you to feel like you'd be shocked now? Or taken aback. I shouldn't say shocked. Taken aback.
If she said something like, oh yeah, I won a surfing contest when I was in college.
Right. Like, what? Like, in Hawaii? Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you about that, you know, year I spent on the Big Island.
Right.
Oh. Because it feels like you get to that point where, I feel like I know. I mean, obviously, you're never going to know every nook and cranny of everyone's life, right? Whether it's, well, when I was eight, I went fishing and, bit my finger and I'm scared of fish now. Meaningless, trivial stuff.
Yeah.
Right? That you may learn still, but that's not going to be something that's going to shatter your hindsight, opinion, or view of your significant other. So you think it would take something like that?
Yeah, some ridiculous athletic feat
that
she did or something like that.
I wrestled a wallaby once. Which would just be more shock than anything, right?
What?
Full grown. I don't know why, but my first question I feel like would be full grown?
Yeah, because I'm not impressed if it's like a baby.
Oh, so you punched a baby wallaby. An adorable zoo animal, huh?
Yeah.
You attacked it?
Yeah, not impressed. Meh. Whatever.
I'll put it on the poll. Are you impressed if your significant other has beat up a baby wallaby?
Or does it have to be full size?
What is that? Yeah, I think you're right. I think it has to be a full grown wallaby for that to matter.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really impressed with just
a baby.
What's
an infant?
I'm sure that there's a name. What is a baby? Okay, bear with us here. What is a baby wallaby called? Oh, okay.
Hopefully it's something adorable.
It is.
Of course it is.
Same as kangaroos.
Joey's.
Yeah.
Okay. God, yeah. I mean,
that's pretty cute.
Isn't it cute? Like, but aren't wallabies, they're not mean, are they? Maybe wild, undomesticated wallabies? Are those mean?
Boy, I just assume it's wild. It's mean.
Because I know they say kangaroos, don't approach them in the wild. Don't approach them at the zoo either, by the way. That's why they're in exhibits. But in our local zoo, they have the wallabies that can, they can come up to you. And if they approach you, you can, you know, there's always an attendant there. I'm not saying it's uncontrolled, you know, wallaby. You know, people aren't riding wallabies, but if I run into a wallaby wherever, you know, Australia, are they going to attack?
I got some answers for you.
Thank you.
Even without feeding, kangaroos and wallabies readily accept our presence if we show no aggression towards them. But if we get too close, they may see us as a threat.
Yeah.
Kangaroos and wallabies that are used to being fed can approach people expecting food when there's no food. They may become aggressive. So just carry some cheeseburgers with you at all times.
Always. So, sounds like a life rule to go by. If you're visiting the outback of Australia, which outside of the depths of the ocean and space, the third place I'm never visiting.
Really?
Is the outback of Australia. Couldn't even remotely
interest.
No
interest,
me.
Huh?
Have you seen those spiders that are like 2 feet big?
Yeah, that is. That is, boy.
And then those videos are like the images that show you, hey, this snake does this to your blood. And it just comes out like a gelatin.
Yeah, it congeals it until you, yeah.
Why would I willingly go to a place just to see what? More dirt? And you know, I don't need to be attacked. Listen, the spider that is 2 feet tall scrambling towards me wouldn't be what kills me. It'd be the hard event that I would no doubt encounter when I saw the 2 foot spider.
Yeah.
Approaching me, looking like one of those robotic things from the Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wouldn't be great. Wouldn't be great.
Which I guess is good for me, because I wouldn't have to then live through said 2 foot large spider attack. I would be dead before it even ate my face.
Sure, you would just know that after death, that thing's going to be feasting on you for weeks.
That thing will not... You know what? I'm a reluctant organ donor. This is just another version.
You're just donating it
for me helping
to someone's hunger.
I have an important question to ask you, Steve, this week.
Okay.
Coming up on the 1 year anniversary very quickly. Well, we've already passed it of our last discussion about this.
Oh boy.
I texted you about it this week. And D-Day, decision day, which is a lot of people would argue more important than the first version of D-Day. This is decision day.
Yeesh. Don't know if I'm going to be... Well, no, I do know that I'm not on board with
Signed by Steve.
Nope.
His idea just before recording. So, can you believe D-Day's here? And I said, Steve, that's disrespectful. And you said, well, those losers, you know, didn't know what they were getting into.
I feel like that is 100% made up. But anyway, I'll let you continue weaving this tale.
It's time to decide if we're going to do this parade.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I know what everybody out there, this parade, you know, 4th of July was, you know, 2 months ago. Memorial Day was 4 months ago. Boy, what parade are you talking about? Boy.
You know, I look back fondly on the Memorial Day parade, especially when that marching band came through.
And just annihilated our audio.
If you haven't watched that video, you can go to YouTube. Just type in the Steve and Kyle podcast. Scroll back to, what was it, May? And watch that. The parade cast. Now, that was originally not supposed to happen. The original parade cast was supposed to be last November or December here in town. And it was the holiday parade.
Yeah.
And we had talked about this for months. We had the idea that our old friend seasonal Sammy. He's the non-denominational
turtleneck wearing, hot chocolate holding, middle-aged dad.
Yeah.
Who then, in his free time or when holiday villains arrive, would then turn into Solstice Sammy.
Yeah.
His alter ego superhero. Sure.
Yeah. He very, again, non-denominational, so everybody can appreciate him. There's no need to feel left out.
Yep.
So he was going. Now, I believe that we were going to drive the Comanche.
Yes.
Through the parade.
With a trailer.
Towing Cy Nolan Ryan Young's trailer.
Which you and I would be seated
on. Oh, wait, no. It was going to be, I think it was going to be the Town Drunk Rusty's trailer.
That's right. Yeah. Cy Nolan Ryan Young let us down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No question.
Yeah. So we were going to tow a trailer, which you and I would be seated on.
Yep.
We were going to set it up like a living room.
Yeah.
I believe we were going to have some chairs, like some easy chairs, maybe a coffee table, our electric stove or our electric fireplace. And everything was going to be adorned with decorations.
And again, we
And it was to the point where it was, all right, tomorrow morning after we record the podcast, we're then going to decorate the truck.
Yeah.
And it was like that day that the powers that be, the people that run the town and run the parade, announced its cancellation.
Yeah, hours before, right? Or a day, 2 days before, something like that, or a day before.
Was it weather
related? It was an unseasonally like blizzard.
Snowstorm.
Like okay. Before December. Like yeah. It was just
Understandable that yeah. that it was canceled, but they didn't have a backup date, backup plan, so it was just this is canceled. See you next year. So we decided, okay, well, since we couldn't do it for the holidays, we're going to do it for Memorial Day, kind of. So instead of being in the parade, because at that point, I think by the time we decided, it was too late to be in the parade.
Although next year.
So we simply drove through road barriers, road closures.
We were a touch late.
We were, yeah.
Just
two cars too late. I was two cars behind the fire engine. I needed to be in front of the fire engine.
That was blocking the road. Not the fire engine going down the parade route. The fire engine blocking said route.
Blocking the parade route.
So that was Steve. If you're still looking for the culprit, if you're looking for the jerk honking at the fire engine, trying to get around it on a side road.
This guy.
That was Steve.
This guy. So I parked right at the beginning of the parade route and pulled in, parked right there. So we had a prime time spot where no other vehicles were parked because,
which made me, I'm already an anxious person. That alone made me nervous. Cause I thought one, they're going to have a bomb. When we come back, they're going to have a bomb sniffing dog there, a boot on it.
Yeah.
Both of the above, or just an FBI raid at your house before we even make it to the parade.
But again, before I pulled in, I checked, there were no signs anywhere that said no parking, parade, blah, blah, blah. So I was legally parked in that parking spot. We dropped off the vehicle, dropped off the Comanche, came back a couple of hours later. We had all of our broadcast gear set up in the bed of the truck, and we did play-by-play of the entire parade as it went by.
So, yeah, a little bit.
And it was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed it. I think next year we even upgraded. I think next year we go in that parade.
We're in the parade next year. Well, I
mean, there was a tractor going down with, like, two kids on it. So we're not going to be, of all the losers in that parade, we will not be the biggest losers.
Yeah.
Because there's always people who, apparently there's no vetting or anything. You just go hop on in if you'd like.
Yeah. You pay the fee. Yeah. You're in the parade. So the question is now, do we attempt to do the holiday parade again? Because the message went out a couple of days ago. The date has been announced.
Yeah.
It's in November, right? Well, so it's a little bit earlier than it's been in the past.
This was the same time as last year.
Oh, was it?
Okay.
I thought it was early December. It was supposed to be early December.
What I was hoping and what I thought would maybe change, because last year was the very first time they were, one, moving the location of this parade. And as a side note, if there's anything that gets the people around these parts jazzed, it's that dumb fair.
Yeah.
And parades.
Yeah.
Because the streets are, I mean, absolutely filled. Mm-hmm. I mean, Steve, it's hard to describe what we saw just at the start of the parade route on the Memorial Day parade.
Chaos.
Packed to the gills. And I'm talking adults with folding chairs and blankets put out 16 hours before.
Yeah.
And then them not moving for children to be able to go get candy or see the floats.
Mm-hmm.
Just a boatload of assholery around this parade.
Yeah.
So they've moved this parade for the holiday one in this area to a very small business district.
Okay.
And they've changed it to nighttime. That was last year.
Yeah. The business district in this area, they're trying so hard to have a downtown area, and it's just not, it just doesn't work. There's not, it's a major road. It's, it doesn't really work. There are some nice, you know, little shops and places in there, but they need to stop trying to make it a downtown. The night thing doesn't bother me too much.
Oh, see, that's what
got you.
That's what gets me somewhat perturbed.
The thing that really got me was the night of the week that it is.
Because so this is what I'm getting at. Because last year it was a nighttime Saturday night. I think the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
All things considered, I prefer a morning parade, but just mostly because you still have the day to do whatever. But whatever. It was fine. I think their idea was it was going to look cool, leading to a Christmas tree all lit up, whatever.
Yeah.
So they took that idea, which I already thought was a downgrade from the general morning parade on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it worse. And they made it worse by moving this holiday parade to a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's the Thursday after or before Thanksgiving?
Before Thanksgiving, which seems like you're jumping the gun a bit.
Well, to me, that doesn't bother me because I'm a known holiday guy. Mm-hmm. I'm in the spirit by November 1st.
Around. See the Halloween house on your way in, by the way?
I did not.
Oh.
I looked, but I didn't. Maybe I didn't look.
Maybe they were probably deflated. They were inflated for a moment in time yesterday.
Gotcha. So we have a decision to make now because ostensibly this is a work day.
Yeah.
And so work day Thursday.
Yeah.
And work day Friday because it's not exactly Thanksgiving week. And I understand not wanting to do the parade on Thanksgiving. That's fine. But to do this on a non-holiday week on a week night.
Yeah.
Is a baffling decision to me.
That just means that Friday morning. Down in the trenches.
Yeah. You, I mean, you're sitting there, headphones on the ears,
mm-hmm.
in the lab, you know, trench foot,
mm-hmm.
grinding away at getting this content out to the masses who will not, based on social media history of the last, you know, my experience with that sidekick, will not allow you 1 ounce of favor. If that is late, if it is misappropriated in any fashion.
Calling for my head. Calling for my job.
So that's you just sweating bullets.
Yeah. Again, in the trenches.
So, yeah, I guess we have a decision to make. Part of the idea of this was, I think it was going to be fun, was based on last year, we were going to have, I thought, a decent contingent of people who know the podcast would have been there, right?
At least five or six.
Which would have been neat to see.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, we were going to have seasonal Sammy there throwing out candy, maybe some family, friends, whatever, throwing out candy as well for us. Sign on Ryan Young driving the truck.
Yep.
Because we're going to be sitting in the trailer. And now all of that would be questionable because it's now a weeknight.
Because then it's not just us that need to worry about work the next day.
Yeah.
It's the whole gang.
Yeah.
The whole crew here at the podcast.
And to be honest, you know, I want my son to be able to go to this mm-hmm. parade, and that's also in question. I mean,
what time is it at?
I believe it was, God, was it? They're doing a tree lighting.
6:30 to 7:30.
Which, if I remember right, they're doing the tree lighting before that.
Oh, boy.
So you've got to get to this magical tree lighting at 4:30 on a work day.
Mm.
And then 6:30 this parade starts. I want to say that I want to do this because this was the original idea a year ago and we still have upwards of, you know, whatever, 800 Chuck E. C. Juniors. at my house.
Well, that's right. They're at your house.
I took them because they were I've not touched them. They were liable here to be dwindling.
They were. Yeah, they were definitely endangered. You haven't even had one?
No. I honestly, what's funny is I have an upright freezer in the basement, like a little chest freezer.
You drop them in there?
No, because I have to have my full-size Halloween candy bars in there.
In the first week of September?
Oh, I mean, I buy them in like June. So I don't want them to, you know, got to buy them when they're cheap, Steve. Again, you know, like we talk about with holiday decorations, you're not buying them in October 1st like an idiot. No. October 20th, like an extra idiot. You buy them in June when they're at their low point. So do we complete the circle by doing this holiday parade locally?
Absolutely not.
Asked and answered. I mean, do we try to find another one?
Uh-uh.
Another local holiday parade?
So you're thinking we go outside of the borough?
Well, does the one that does the 4th of July parade, which is, you know, 5 minutes away from, do they do a holiday parade?
I don't know.
I'd be willing to do that. I'd be willing to commute the extra 3 miles.
I mean, we're kind of putting our thumb in the eye of the local authorities here, and I don't know if they're going to allow us back for the big Memorial Day broadcast next year. You know, we gotta think
separate communities.
I know, but I'm saying if we leave this community to go to another community, the locals may not accept us back.
How about Saturday, December 2 from 5 to 8?
Boy, that sounds a lot better.
Doesn't it, Steve?
Saturday. Oh, let me pull up the old calendar here. Saturday, December 2. Boy, never mind.
I'm out.
Okay, why?
In place of a traditional parade.
Oh, no. Is it going to be a virtual parade or something?
Be closing the road midday and staging a stationary parade with lit floats, holiday animals, carolers, etc.
No.
How can you have seasonal Sammy walk around a stationary parade? It doesn't work, right?
No. He'd be the laughing stock.
Well, Steve, let me look at the other direction. You familiar with the Bible Belt? We're getting further into it.
Okay.
We might have to throw a baby Jesus on top of the Comanche to get in.
Yeah, no problem.
November 27. I don't know what day of the week that falls
November, on. Hold on. Let me, I got the calendar pulled up still. Also,
listen, and it turns out the more I'm looking into this, I was very clearly in the wrong.
Ooh, November 27, Monday.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Annual Christmas parade, heartwarming lighted parade, guaranteed to bring smiles among the creators.
Can't do it that day.
It's a Monday.
Yeah, I got a work thing.
It's also a Monday. That's worse than a Thursday.
It's Cyber Monday.
That's the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Monday after Thanksgiving.
This is remarkable. We cannot find a weekend actual parade.
What do you think about this?
Yeah. Which direction are we going now?
We're not going anywhere.
Okay.
Building our own parade from the ground up.
Oh. Put this in the pantheon of dumb ideas, right? And I would argue it's ahead of building our own monster truck. Because you have experience with vehicles. So, like, building a monster truck inherently...
I'd at least know where to start.
Building a monster truck inherently, and I mean no offense, is among the dumbest things you've ever said out loud.
Uh-huh.
This is without experience.
Mm.
Or wherewithal. Would it just be in the Zach? Would we just do a circle?
Just go in a circle.
One circle?
Take 8 minutes. We're done.
I'm now trying to look for any local holiday parade. I mean, I know there's other communities. But I've hit the three that are, you know, super close to us here. I got one more that I can look for.
Okay.
That I'm thinking maybe they'll fall in line with being a normal parade, right? They don't even have anything announced yet. Now, that's my cup of tea. That is my cup of tea. Okay, family-friendly holiday fun. Okay, they haven't updated it in 5 years. The last time they did this was Saturday, December 1st, 2018.
Well, you know, COVID came along and...
Just a mere 2 years later.
I'm sure the webmaster that had the password to update the site...
So is this, you're saying we're definitely not doing the same one we were going to do last year in Hudsonville.
See you on Memorial Day 2024, folks.
I'd like to see us get some type of holiday influence to get a dressed up seasonal Sammy.
I still have the whole wardrobe in the closet upstairs.
I am looking
the brown corduroys.
I say stand by. I'm going to now do my due diligence in trying to figure out if we can get a standard parade, quite literally anywhere.
Okay.
Nearby that happens to just fall, I don't know, on a weekend.
That would be nice. Would be ideal.
Depressing. Well, stand by. I'd like to get the Comanche out there for its very first public parade outing.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Blast the people with exhaust in front and behind us.
It's running like a dream. Drove it to the store yesterday to return way too much siding that was incorrectly sent to me that I didn't notice until yesterday when I went to install it. That's a real bummer. Something that's been sitting in the garage for 2 months. It's completely wrong. Real bummer.
And that's not like you.
Those boxes are 12 and a half feet long each, okay? The bed of the Comanche is 6 feet long.
Oh, God.
Now, I put the tailgate down. That bought me an extra 18 inches or so. But yeah, those things were hanging 5 feet out the back. And,
it's not like you to not double check.
You know, I did. That's the thing.
So what went wrong and where did it go wrong?
Okay. So they dropped off all of the materials for me to build my, build my shop. I think it was July 15th or something.
Okay.
They don't give you, like, they just pull up, drop it off, and they're out of there. It's not like there's a chance for them where you can sit there and inventory it while they wait. So they left over the next day or so. I counted everything up, and I needed, I think it was 112 pieces of siding.
It's a lot.
There were four unopened boxes of siding that had 24 each. So that's 96 right there. And then the remainder of them were just loosely stacked on top.
Okay.
The loosely stacked ones were the correct ones. I opened up one of the boxes, peeked in there, and it was the right color, but I didn't realize it was like the wrong shape, sure, the wrong size. So when I started putting siding up yesterday, that's when I realized. So I got 10 correct pieces and 102 wrong pieces. So the 10 pieces were up. And then I discovered that, had to load all that crap in the truck. I'm glad that I paid for delivery back when I did.
So that way you could then figure out a way to bring it back on your own.
Take it all back. Yeah. And
were there any issues? I mean, did they take it? Or
no, they said, oh, okay. At first I was going to call the store and be like, yeah, you need to bring me.
Come get it type of thing.
But that would have been a weeks long process. So,
it
was just easier to deal with it on my own.
So this was something you decided this could not wait, because in my mind, this is something, you know, this is an error in judgment, not an error in judgment on your part, an error in judgment on business's part or accident. I felt like this should have been a stand for you.
Yeah. Well,
come get it. I paid you once for this service that you didn't provide properly. So, you know, fix the service, right?
Do I think that? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I knew that the chances of that happening yesterday were zero.
This was something for you that needed to be done urgently enough yesterday.
Well, I'm at that point in the build. There are a couple other things that I could, you know, waste time tinkering around with, but I had time yesterday. I wanted to get some work done and it needed to be done.
Boy, I'd like to see
Jersey Steve come out.
Maybe not even Jersey Steve, because
listen,
accidents happen. It is what it is.
I get it.
But for you to get, you know, antsy, that antsy.
What else do I do?
I know. What I mean, listen, you gotta take a break, right? Family, kids, whatever. You obviously it's not ideal. You're in the mode. You want to get going. I'd like to see you bust one off on the big box here.
Yeah. Well, it was funny, though, because
this was part of the original shipment then, correct?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it took me a half hour to load it all up into my truck. I drove to the store. Took me another 20 minutes to unload it all out of the truck. Dragged it in on one of their, you know how they have like those big carts that you can, say you're going to buy a washing machine.
Yeah.
drop it right on there, and it's got the big loop handle on the one end. So I load them all up on there. It's overhanging 4 feet in the front, 5 feet in the back. So as I'm pulling it across the parking lot, it's just dragging on the ground. I pull it into the store, explain to the people. They're like, all right, no problem. They return it, give me my little voucher. So then I have to walk back to the other desk to buy the new stuff. Well, I have to go back there, order it, and then I have to drive around to the back to pick it up. So as I'm standing there ordering it, here comes some poor woman pulling my cart of returns all the way back through the store. I was like, I look at her, I was like, yeah, sorry, that's mine. I just returned it. She's like, oh, that's okay, as beads of sweat are pouring off of her face. I leave the store. I drive around back to the pickup area. As I'm pulling the new stuff off of the shelf, what do I see again? Some poor schlub pulling my cart of returns.
Now, you have a track record of, based on your marketplace,
yeah,
giveaways and whatever, of kind of staring out the...
I got a fish on the line right now, great. By the way, on marketplace. I
can't wait.
Fish on...
But you have a history of being a guy who will, you know, be sipping from your mug, looking out the window as someone is, you know, half dead, you know, either digging something out of your ground or hauling something way too heavy for one person,
yeah,
and kind of waving as they walk by, like, again, like nearly dead.
Yeah, gave away the old shed. So, and I specifically put in the posting, I will not participate in any way in loading this up or taking it apart or whatever.
So was this your version? Did you feel bad about this incarnation of that Steve? Watching people sweat, struggle, pulling the items that, quite honestly, you shouldn't have had to bring back anyway.
Not even for 1 second. Did I offer to help? Nope. You know why? Because when I was there pulling 12.5-foot boxes of new siding off of the shelf, that guy that was... Because the woman brought it back to the one spot, and then this guy picked it up, and he brought it back to the shelf. He just stood there and watched me struggle with these four boxes to load them into my truck. I took so much extra time, making sure that my ratchet straps were tight and everything. But he just stood there. Talked to me the whole time, but just stood there.
Did not lift a hand.
Nope. And I didn't expect him to. But I didn't expect him to just stand there and watch me the whole time.
Yeah, I think there. If you're observing that and you're an employee, whatever you are, and you're observing someone do that, if you're not going to help, okay.
Walk away.
Walk somewhere. Act like you have something
to do. I don't care.
Make it up. Oh, yeah. What's that? Was that my walkie-talkie? Even though it's clearly...
Breaker.
Yeah, it's off. It doesn't matter. Or like your phone. Even if you just look down, act like you're looking at your phone. And then just slowly kind of slink away.
Yeah.
Fine. I understand. No, I'd probably do the same thing. Right?
But don't give me that false hope that you're going to help me.
But also, do you think you're assisting by talking? Like, one of the last things I would want to be having done to me while I'm, you know, lifting heavy boxes, is someone chatting my ear off about, you know, their girlfriend or whatever.
Well, this guy was just talking to me about siding. I'm like, look, man, I'm not a siding fan or anything.
Right.
I'm not here because I love looking at siding. I'm here because I need it for something I'm working on. That's it. There's no more to this.
Right. Like,
there's no more to this conversation.
Man, In general, I don't want employees chatting my ear off for no reason. Yeah. I don't want that anyway, let alone while I'm doing heavy manual labor. Yeah. Okay? So no remorse.
No.
You don't feel bad for the teenager or whoever, you know, 20-something who was hauling your misshipped items to you back to wherever they belong for some other sucker?
Nope. Give me my $109 back for the delivery charge that I paid for.
I don't think that's out of line for you to bring up.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
somewhere, however it may be.
Yeah. It's, you know, what do you do?
Okay.
I had to deal with it. I had to do it. It wasn't very fun.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
But like I said,
yeah, you back, I was going to say, you mentioned
going,
something.
Going back a little bit.
You can't just let that just slip.
No.
Because the savant, you're telling me the marketplace savant was back at work? Is back at work?
The savant has got a fish on the line.
I'm going to ditch some crack to some losers on the Facebook market. I'm poaching, looking for a scumbag on the Facebook marketplace.
That's right. We go to the marketplace. Do you want to... there's not really a whole lot of backstory to this.
Well, what junk did you find today, Steve?
It's nothing that I found. Strangely enough, it has to do with that huge order that was delivered with all of my lumber and supplies and everything back a couple of months ago. And it was a pallet. So I'm giving away a pallet. It's 12 feet long. It's 4 feet wide. It's the biggest pallet I've ever seen.
So this is from the garage delivery,
yeah,
said, this right?
was. Yeah, there was lumber or maybe trusses or some siding. Who knows?
I already have a question. I cannot believe what I'm reading. I cannot believe what I'm seeing with my own two eyeballs.
Yeah.
Something I never thought I'd see.
I know what you're saying.
And I have a question. Have you lost a step?
Have I softened in my old age
or
a bit?
Or two, or have you softened? Which is it? Because let me read the listing to you verbatim.
Okay.
Free massive pallet. Fair yeah. description.
Huge.
And I appreciate this does not need multiple angles. This is a one photograph listing.
That's it, yeah. Facebook tries to tell you that...
Take a video,
get multiple angles.
Which I believe we could harken back to one of your greatest performances in your entire broadcasting career.
What did I give away?
Where you said... it had to be some garbage truck part, right?
No, I think it was another pallet.
Was it?
Yeah, it was small pallet. And I said, here it is. This is a pallet.
Yep. And it was like a 30-degree rotation video, right? This, you said, no thanks.
No.
So this is, again, it's one photo of the long 12-foot pallet. Mm-hmm. Huge pallet.
Oh, wait a minute. You forgot the condition.
Condition used. Fair.
I guess. I don't know.
It's a pallet.
For a pallet.
It looks like it could probably use a couple more cross supports on the sides, yeah. But that's just when they ship those, they have extra long pallet, whatever. No need for them to. Steve knows about pallet jacks and how they work. Just Google them. Condition used fair. Huge pallet. 12 feet long and 4 feet wide.
I even took the time to take out a tape measure and
actually measure it.
Yeah.
Free. For my money, that's where this ends.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't, because Steve, early 30s Steve, is a different man.
I'm ashamed.
I can help you load it up.
God, it hurt to type it.
No, I have to ask you, was that an edited edition?
No, that was in the original post. I think that speaks to my desperation.
Okay, because if I had asked you to write this 3 years ago, let me write it very briefly off the top of my head.
Okay.
Free giant pallet. What you see is what you get. Any idiots need not apply. Bring a vehicle
and suck it.
And people, you suck.
That's pretty accurate.
I can help you load it up. Just come and get it. Message for pickup address. Yeah. I also noticed another item that is pretty unlike what I would think. Pallets usually go decently fast. People have use for these.
Yeah. I've given away one or two before. When
normal size.
Yeah, like when we got our new the furniture, the new patio furniture
mm-hmm.
came on a little pallet. I posted it, and it was, I had like 50 messages about it in like 2 minutes.
Not so much with this one.
No.
Because I noticed one other item on this listing.
This has been hanging out for
5 weeks.
And that might have been a renewed post, too.
I'm sure, because at some point I think you can turn on automatic and where they just update it. So after 5 weeks, do you finally have someone have a fish on the line?
I got a fish on the line. Somebody messaged me about it yesterday.
So let me ask you, have you gotten... Are you now that you have a fish, are you to the point where you're like, well, what else can I put off on this sucker? Which you've done in the past.
Yeah.
Not after the fact, but yeah, you know, have you reached out like, hey, you need any other garbage?
Hey, you need a birdbath topper? Already gave away the base, sorry.
I can give you the contact for the base. Maybe you can sucker them with some lumber into giving that to you. So is, I mean, are we nearing a pickup? Are you guys negotiating for this free item?
Well, we went back and forth a couple times yesterday. He said, where are you located? I said, well, dummy, you could just read the post. Didn't really say that, but it's what I think every time somebody asks me a question about something that is already obviously stated.
Yeah, well, I'm going to post that on the poll. Is well dummy, in quotes, a negotiation tactic?
I mean, it is. Yeah. It's, I mean, debatable, I don't know if it's debatable whether it's good or bad.
That's how I'll phrase it. A good negotiation tactic.
There you go. Yeah, so this guy messaged yesterday about it. Told him, after calling him stupid, told him where it was. And then I sent the, are you still interested text this morning. Okay. So I think if it's still here in, I don't know, another week or two, it's going to be broken down and burned.
So he didn't follow, did he read those, that follow up by you?
I don't think so.
Okay. So there's still a chance.
Look, look, it's the Lord's Day.
Yeah. Well, especially around here.
Especially around here. So.
Okay. I think you're getting ghosted on this.
Yeah.
But next week when we follow up, I'm going to, you know, in my mind, you're going to have thrown this thing over your back because he'll have negotiated you down to, I'm not leaving the car.
Yeah. And I have to pay him $20.
I will throw some straps out the window. You strap it down. You carry it. You load it. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be you tossing this thing into the bed of a Buick.
Yeah.
Or the trunk of a Buick.
Where are you, wreck? Where are you, man?
Okay.
So, that's the latest.
I don't mean this to come out of turn here.
No. Of course.
But I have a question.
Okay.
And I think I asked it before, but like, have you lost a step?
Kind of feels like it, doesn't it?
I mean, we are not far removed. Like, I was pretty much on my knees bowing to you, giving you all your flowers when you pawned off a piece of concrete with some rotted wood.
Yeah.
And now you're helping load up a pallet, an item that, for all purposes, typically doesn't need enticement.
Yeah. It doesn't feel great. It's going to take a lot to come back from this, I think.
I didn't mean to ruin your day because you came into this and you seemed happy. And you should, I mean, that it's gone, that it's
potentially
gone.
The mood has definitely shifted.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, I'm looking at you a little bit differently. Somehow a little bit less. Right?
Somehow. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a proud day for me. But.
I feel for you.
I am just days away from the Comanche parking in the garage.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I decided that once I have all the siding up, I'll still have to install the doors.
So interior stuff is going to be just bare bones?
Yeah, yeah. That's always been the plan to do that at some point in the fall or the winter.
Smell of lumber every time you walk in there.
Yep. So, yeah, once I have all the siding up, I have one wall sided. Did that yesterday. I'm going to work on another one.
What happened to the other sides?
I'm going to work on them today.
Do you have a delay or something?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it turns out when you have to stop for about 3 hours in the middle of the day to return something because of someone else's ineptitude.
Where does the net fall in this to where, obviously, an error that happened, not by you,
yeah,
to you? Is it a, shaking her head, good luck figuring it out? Is it a, oh, that's a bummer that happened, can I help? Somewhere in the middle?
It's, oh, that sucks.
Okay. But no offer to, like, let me get my gloves and see if I can throw a few boxes in there for you?
Nah. Nah. I didn't expect it. She was busy dealing with other stuff.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
Saying, like, you, at some point, do you stop? Are you a guy who, in the midst of this, haul, you know, boxing back into a truck that obviously isn't meant for this type of box, right? I saw the picture.
Very unsafe.
Cannot believe, well, post it on our account. Cannot believe you didn't get a ticket. Right? Is that legal? Like, did you try to avoid train tracks? Because any bounce is going to send one of those boxes onto the train tracks?
Legal? I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure that the authorities would frown upon it.
At Second Chance Jeeps, I believe, is where that is posted.
Yep.
We'll try to post that on our account.
Yeah, too,
if we can figure out the internet. And everybody can observe Steve's super willy-nilliness.
Yeah.
I've gone with you on some of these pickup where we, you know, you need help, whatever, at one of the big box stores, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's straps, there's bungees, there's whatever it takes to make sure.
Yeah, I wasn't real concerned with this one for some reason.
Which, of all the ones to be concerned about, this was probably double the length of the truck bed. More out of the truck bed than in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought maybe you'd grab a piece of, you know, long plywood to give it a little extra support sticking out of the truck.
Okay. No. Okay. Maybe if I had time to plan. But I think my best ideas come spur of the moment.
Is that what we're calling this one?
Yeah.
One of your best ideas? Do you at any point during this loading up process, you know, stop in front of a window, take the hat off, give a very loud,
whoo, sure is hot out here.
Humid one today. Thirsty.
The worst thing about it was that it's vinyl siding in a box. So you pick it up and it's like a fish. It just bends in the middle. There's no way to carry it where it's, you know, easy to do. So then when I got back with all the new, because I had four new boxes of it, I just opened the gate and I drove straight into the backyard, backed in, and just dropped it off right there. I was like, I am not dealing with this, putting it back in the garage and then carrying out back piece at a time, two pieces at a time. Nope. Taking it right to the site, right where it needs to be. So it's all out there. Finally have our garage back. Because for the last 2 months, it's had basically a wall dividing the two halves of the garage.
Well, all things considered, I mean, in terms of, you know, junk in your garage, it's not that much different, right? I mean, you've always had stuff in it or a Comanche. So it's been like just different levels of junk, right?
Youch. That seems uncalled for.
No offense.
And just plain rude. I'll say it. That is rude.
So you're telling me in coming days and weeks, you're going to be pushing that hunk of junk through a gate?
I'll be driving it.
Okay.
Again.
You're going to throw gravel down or anything? You're just going to rip it right through just the old grass?
Drive it right through the grass.
It's going to look great.
Maybe stop, do some donuts in the backyard, rip up a sprinkler head or two.
I do kind of wish, in your excitement over Annette finally saying, just do it, that you went out there, ripped out some trees, didn't do any prep work for getting anything back there outside of, you know, just making sure you had the room in the forest.
Yeah.
And so now you're going to, you know, D-Day 3, which again would probably slot somewhere in between D-Day.
Again, that is something that you are saying and I am not saying.
Listen, I just heard the timer on your phone go off. This was, you know, last week, you know, ding, 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 while we were recording. Like, D-Day 2 is here, and you just, you know, shaking your head. Can't believe it's upon me. Normandy's here.
Mm.
The beaches. Time to storm.
Yeah.
With the Comanche. I wish that you had not prepared a single item outside of just getting the garage up, and now you're about to, like, try to wiggle a 12-foot truck through, like, an 8-foot gap in your fence.
Yeah.
It's all spaced. You're all good.
That's good.
You're going to be able to get through.
I've driven. I've parked out. I've
You've
had
got like the
out.
Double wide opening gate. Is that what you have? Okay. Yeah. So you know it's going to be okay.
Look, when we moved into this house 6 years ago and got that fence put up, I was already thinking, I'm going to be driving in this backyard one day. So I had them install a double gate.
I want a play-by-play of this. I actually kind of want to be here when you actually move the Comanche into the garage. One, it's a celebratory day.
For the first time?
For the first time. Okay. It's a celebration.
Because I've parked out on the concrete slab before.
Yeah.
Like when I first got the concrete done.
But two...
I'll call you. Remember, was it last... Yeah, it was around this time last year.
The Tango Foxtrot.
Yeah, I sent you the text and I said, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Yeah.
But, you know, the cow jumped over the moon, whatever it was. Talking in code when I got the Comanche running for the first time. And that was the signal that I was around the corner from your house and to be waiting outside.
And then I spent the next 36 hours smelling gasoline.
Well, you probably opened your door, heard backfiring right. halfway across the
right.
town.
Right. I want to be here for it because... I'm glad for you, but I also kind of hope you turn the corner, hit the throttle, and it's just so wet that something happens. That the Comanche just sinks, and you're just eating up lawn, right? All the way.
I think just stand on the bumper and jump a couple times.
And you're calling, you know, one of the neighbors to give you a nudge. Or just, okay, I'm going to throw it in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And then you push, and then when I say go, I'll slam it into drive, and maybe we'll get it out of this rut.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
And
Of course not.
I don't hope it's going to happen, Steve.
Of course not. Not you.
Because once it's back there for the winter. It's not coming up.
It's back there. Yeah, I mean, unless we get some nice days or I need something to... You know, go to the store to pick something up.
And so that also kind of factors in, though, to the holiday parade discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Because once it's back there...
Oh, that's fine. It can easily come out of its home.
Mark that. It can easily come out of its home.
Yeah.
I want that on the record because if, you know, third week in November...
Not a problem.
Fourth week in November, whatever it may be, you and I are like, all right, time to get the Comanche out so we can...
Ying, ying.
And all these... I have faith in the Comanche starting.
Yeah.
You've done enough. You've driven it enough. Yeah. You've put all the work into it that needs to be done to make sure it's a reliable runner. But I still feel like, you know, fall's worth of rain, couple onslaughts of sleet, you know, an inch of snow that's melted.
Yep.
We're going to say, all right, time to bring it into the driveway so we can get this thing it's decorated. Just
sink.
And it's just going to sink into the very first thing it hits that's not pavement.
Yeah.
And we're going to be driving my car. Or Annette's car through this parade.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I don't think that would happen. I'm confident. Very confident.
Mark that too.
Do you wanna come out and take a look at the shop, by the way? You haven't ventured out there at all yet.
Do you think maybe next week, 2 weeks?
Should we plan on it? We've talked about it a couple of times.
Do you think it's time where we can get our very first episode from the garage.
Boy. Again,
we'd have to do a YouTube stream of it while we record, right?
Well, you know, it's going to be dark.
Because we're doing it at night?
Well, no, there's no electrical out there, and there's a roof now.
So you're telling me the stream won't look good?
Stream won't look good.
Okay.
No. Although I guess maybe we could sit right in front of it. You know, we could sit right in front of it, kind of prop up a phone against a tree or something. We can do it if you want.
Which is about the peak of our tech prowess. Sit in the dark and prop a phone up on a tree.
Well, remember when we did the parade cast back in May? Your phone was just leaning up against the tailgate of the truck.
Right. But that was also hey, you want to try to get video? Sure. And we did. But there was no reason for that.
Yeah.
I would argue, even with planning, our peak is sitting in the dark and propping a phone on a tree.
Okay, so next week when we record, so this will be the episode for Tuesday, September 19th.
Let me take a look at the weather. I mean, I know it's, you know what they say in Michigan, Steve?
Just wait 5 minutes.
Snow in a second, then it's sunny. Like place on the planet.
Okay, so next week we'll record.
Gorgeous day.
From the backyard. Do we want to bust out the old broadcast table that we used to use?
I mean, we're going to have something, right? Well, I guess we don't need to have something. Yeah. We just need something to, you know, have these hooked onto.
Yeah.
Supposed to be a nice day.
All right. Never mind.
I forgot we're recording on Sunday. Not supposed to be a nice day.
Okay.
It's a week notice, so, you know, let's stand by. But there's rain in the forecast.
Well, I mean, we could just sit all the way up towards the front of the garage so we have some light.
There's also no better way to test that new seal.
Oh, boy, I ran out there the other day after it had rained.
You had to look so dumb, didn't you? Did you look dumb?
I looked for puddles inside, and it was bone dry.
Yeah, was Annette just looking out the back of you going, you know, like you just won the Masters, one foot in the air, the other hand, like over your head raised.
Tore my ACL. That would be what would happen.
That would be the end.
I'd have 2 months of 2 months of work into this shop, and then I'd tear my ACL celebrating because the roof didn't leak.
Right.
And then it would just sit there for the next 6 months while I healed.
Oh. Well, we didn't have time for it today. I want to make sure we put it on the for the A-bit next week.
Mm.
And I just have a question for you to ponder. I'm not going to give you any specifics right now.
Okay.
I want you to ponder over this next week.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of, are you owed a thank you?
For, like...
Just think about it. When you know...
So you're not thinking of anything in particular.
I am. Okay. But I want you to just have that in your head.
So you're owed a thank you?
No, not from you or anything. I want you to know this has nothing to do with you or anybody you know or we know. An act that you would consider a kind act. Mm. Are you owed a thank you? I want you to consider it. I'll give you the specifics next week.
Am I owed a thank you?
That's like, do you feel like it's something that should be part of a transaction?
So maybe I helped somebody out with something, and then at the end of the day, it was like, all right, see you later, and there was no...
There's not a lot of twists and turns to the story.
Okay.
I want to give you some time to think
on
it.
What brought this up?
I did an act of kindness last week.
Okay.
And I just want to... Do you think that's part of the transaction? Mm.
So you're saying this doesn't involve me at all?
No.
You're acting.
Nobody, anybody. No. Okay. Nobody you would know. So
you
I don't know these people.
Who is this scumbag that didn't say thank you to you?
You're already on my side. That is the A-bit. Sitting in a dark garage.
Wow.
Sitting in a dark garage.
I am.
The pitter-patter of presumed rainfall.
Yeah.
Threatening to damage our equipment if Steve's building is as
my
iffy as...
pots and pans surrounding us catching all the dripping water.
Us moving our chairs constantly to get away from a new pop seam.
Okay, am I owed a thank you?
Yeah, I want you to think, and again,
I cannot wait to hear about this loser that did not thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're going to be on my side. You can check out the new polls we posted on Twitter just today. We'll try to get them on our Facebook story.
Yeah, maybe.
At Steve and Kyle on Twitter.
Give it a
and
shot.
And possibly Facebook. That's the A-bit next week. I'd like to bring back Steve. I know we only have one name listed for 2 minutes of awkward conversation.
Oh, boy, we haven't done that in probably a year.
We also, a follow-up email from our friend Kyle Stevie that we need to address off air. I think we're going to be on their podcast very soon.
Hold on. We have to stop this.
Okay.
We have to very quickly, very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Hey folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
Mm-hmm. One more time.
It's the third one. It's always the third one because you hear the two and you're like, hey, this sounds bad or it's a mistake. But then the third one comes around and you realize.
Brings it home.
It's not. Steve, we have, I would argue it's a rare piece of mail around here because it's already opened.
Yeah, because that's how it's shipped when it's a postcard. Don't care for the front of it one bit.
We got a postcard with what a lot of people are calling the eighth wonder of the world.
Who? Who exactly calls it that?
People, man. I mean, just Google it.
People. Okay.
Don't sound so ignorant. You know, big world out there. Try to engage some of it, would you?
Apologies.
And right on the front is a beautiful, beautiful hand-drawn image of the world's greatest suspension bridge.
Hmm.
Connecting not just two plots of land, but two ways of life. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan and the Lower Peninsula of Michigan. The Mackinac Bridge, right. Steve. Yeah. Not Mackinac Bridge, the Mackinac Bridge. Just like the Ohio State University.
Sure.
The Mackinac Bridge. And on the back, who sent this lovely, lovely piece of mail to us? Steve and Kyle. just wanted to remind you that the Mackinac Bridge is still the best bridge. Our friend, Tony in Lansing. Thank you, Tony. Want to just observe that up close? That's a lovely piece of mail. Thank you, Tony.
Boy, I'm going to call BS on this.
Assuming he was on the boat.
Calling.
Going to the island.
Calling BS. What's that postmark say?
Michigan.
More specifically?
Oh, yeah. That looks like it was processed through the Grand Rapids, Michigan Postal Servicing Center.
That's not great. That's not great news, Tony. So, I don't even think he went to the bridge and sent this. He just picked it up when he was in town, slapped a stamp on it, threw it in a mailbox. Tony, is this stolen bridge valor?
I'll post it on the poll. Can there be stolen bridge valor?
Absolutely.
I'm willing to cut a lot of slack because, you know, it's a big state and maybe he bought it up there and mailed it down here. Maybe he didn't have a stamp handy at the gift shop underneath the bridge, underneath the tall suspension. And
Tony, this is BS, man.
Thank you, Tony. That beautiful hand-drawn will go right on top of our beautiful canvas print. Of the lovely eighth wonder of the world.
Our sideways canvas print that is doubling as a sound panel. Here in APS 4.0.
Multifunctional is what we like to call it.
All right. Again, all the polls on Twitter, possibly also on the Facebook and Instagram stories, correct. But you got to get them. By this point, they are gone.
Yeah.
You won't see them anymore.
Can't schedule them.
I think you can now. I think you can schedule stories now.
Oh, seems like we solved our own problem, huh?
Yeah.
Done.
At Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Talk to you next week, possibly Shopcast.
Exciting.
See you later.